USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House COVID-19 advisor Jeff Zients is touting President Biden's plan to ensure all Americans are eligible for vaccinations by May 1st.
The president will direct states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible for the vaccine no later than May 1st. That's earlier than expected and reflects our success working with vaccine manufacturers to increase supply.
Zients telling reporters that efforts are underway to get vaccine supplies to more than 20,000 pharmacies across the United States. The Department of Justice said in a court filing Friday that it expects to charge at least 100 more people in connection with the Capitol breach on January 6th. Prosecutors saying that officials have executed around 900 total search warrants in nearly every state and the District of Columbia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and congressional Democrats are taking a victory lap after the massive stimulus bill became law.
I promise the American people, and I guess it's becoming an overused phrase, that help was on the way. But today, with the American Rescue Plan now signed into law, we've delivered on that promise. And I don't mean I delivered, we delivered.
Without providing any scientific data to back up his claim, the president said during his Thursday night primetime address that people may begin to gather in small groups on the 4th of July. The president also saying in that address that people need to stay vigilant or restrictions may be reinstated, which got the attention of Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
Biden last night said that they may have to impose more lockdown-type policies in the future. I can tell you, that ain't happening in Florida. We are not going to let him lock down Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Thursday, President Biden passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Next on the agenda for the administration is an infrastructure bill. The president expected to unveil a $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Back in February, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the president opposes raising the federal gasoline tax because it would violate his pledge of not raising taxes on middle-class Americans. Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday, Buttigieg seems to walk back from that promise.
We've got to come to terms on how to pay for it. Now, the real question is how much of this should be paid for with revenue that is raised as part of the vision for the bill. There are a lot of different ways to get at that. You know, historically, for example, we've mostly relied on the gas tax in order to fund our highways. But the gas tax hasn't been adjusted since 1993. It was never pegged to inflation. And even, you know, at best, that's a medium-term solution because as electric vehicles come onto the road, people are going to use less gas anyway. So we've got a lot of decisions to make.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul proposed new legislation that would provide direct federal education funding to parents to educate their children however they choose. Paul saying the legislation would provide much-needed flexibility and options regarding K-12 education. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.